Yes, but we all love computers, don't we? That's right. Boy, I don't know how you go through a day without it. Matter of fact, you know, most of my friends have two or three at their place. 844-220-0965. If you want to talk to Andre from Refresh Computers, that's 844-220-0965. Or you could text Andre at 21232-21232. And folks, right now, there is nobody on the line. Perfect timing for you. That would give you 9 open lines to join the show. I see somebody right now is trying to chime in. And you could always text in by going to your texting feature on your smartphone or your tablet. And that's 21232, 21232. We've got Casey on the line. He's going to make it really simple for you. And do remember this. When you call in, you're kind of entering caller time zone. That means you're going to be calling in and you're in a delay. So you'll be talking to Casey. He's going to put you on the air and you will sound live to the listeners and everybody else, but especially to you. So you want to make sure that you connect that way. And once you're online, don't go back and listen to the radio. Listen to the phone, okay? All right. We've got somebody calling in from Haines City. I do believe it is John. John, go right ahead with your question for Andre.
Okay, Andre. I got a Dell computer. I don't think that matters, but okay. So I get something up on the screen and I'm reading it, you know, or looking at a picture. After about 30 seconds, it goes black. You know, the screen goes blank. So, and then I got to bump the mouse for it to come back on. And you keep reading it, and it's the same thing. Is there anything I can do about that?
All right, John, it looks like you're being affected by the Windows power saving functions. That essentially, a standard function of Windows is that it can automatically turn off the display after a detected period of inactivity. It's designed to conserve power, but of course, if you're reading something, especially a long document, then sometimes you can find that that function can get in the way. The good thing is that this is a setting that's fully customizable and adjustable. If this computer has Windows 10, you can go to Start and then Settings, and then under the first option there for System, there would be a section for Power and Sleep. The first section would be for the screen, where you can choose the duration of time for the screen to automatically turn itself off after. It's probably set for a very low number, like 1 or 2 minutes, but you can go as high as like 10, 15, 20 hour, longer, or even never. You can just choose and customize it from that drop down. And if it's a laptop, you can also even select separate settings for whether the computer is on battery power versus plugged in. So it's fully customizable, and I'm confident that once you adjust that to a setting that's best suited for you, then that should definitely stop that problem and you'll be able to keep reading comfortably.
Well, excellent.
Okay, does that help you out?
Yes, it does, very much so. I appreciate that.
It always seems to come back to the settings. You know that, everybody? Okay, let's drop on down to Kissimmee, and there's Eddie. Eddie, how can we help you at Refresh Computers?
Yes, sir. I have a desktop monitor, and I want to know if I want to scrap it. What can I do? Just give it away, or is there anything I can take off?
Well, I'm very glad you asked, Eddie, and Refresh Computers has a partnership with a certified electronic recycling company called A1 Assets, and we accept desktop and laptop computers for free recycling drop-off anytime during our store hours. So if you'd like to bring it by, we're open today until 5. We're open 9 to 7 the rest of the week at our location at 820 East State Road 434 in Longwood. You can just come by anytime during our store hours to leave it with us, and then we'll make sure to get it over to them. And of course, you can have the confidence that any data on it will be securely wiped and all the plastics, metals, material elements will all be properly handled for you. And so for desktop and laptop computers, again, it is a free community service that we offer in partnership with A1 Assets for free computer recycling. Again, it's desktop and laptop computers only, so you'll be in good shape for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
How about Mother's Day specials? You got some of those, Andre?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Rob. And, of course, our store is always jam-packed full of these great professionally reconditioned computer systems at some of the lowest prices anywhere. I mean, we have right now we have some 14-inch laptops right under the $250 price point with nice, bright displays. We have some Core i5 HP desktop packages starting as low as $269. And, of course, with any computer purchase, we have the option where you can bundle it with the keyboard, mouse, and monitor for just an extra $20 to get a 17-inch display, and then it's just an extra $10 an inch to go big. I'm pretty confident that for any potential need for your mom, yourself, anyone in your family, and anyone in your office, that Refresh Computers will be able to provide you a great quality product and a great value product at some of the lowest prices anywhere in the country.
And, of course, you're going to be having that Mother's Day special last how long?
Well, these are specials that we have all year round, Rob, because we're always very competitive with our pricing. Our inventory is always fluctuating, but we're just pushing out more computers and getting them right on the shelf to get them into your home, your business, or wherever you need them.
You guys are the best, folks. It's Refresh Computers right there in Longwood. And when we come back, we'll get the three big things happening in tech. We'll open up that business spotlight, and we'll take more of your calls at 844-220-0965. I'm Rob Newton. He's Andre Kless. And back in the studio is Casey. And we'll take a little break for news.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Orlando's news and talk. Live team coverage of breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Starts now.
It's 2:30 at News 96.5. WDBO. Our top local story, Orange County's nightly curfew will be lifted tomorrow morning.
County Mayor Jerry Demings announced the curfew in March, but it resulted in very few arrests. As of last week, Sheriff John Mina said that only three arrests were made around here as a direct result of the 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. The curfew itself will officially end tomorrow. But here's something to keep in mind. Unlike how other orders traditionally expire at 12:01 a.m., this one will still be in effect until 5 a.m. Monday morning. So you've still got one full night left to comply. Brandon Hogan, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers still possible this afternoon. Meanwhile, temperatures will stay in the mid-70s today. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
I'm Dave Wall, checking out News 96.5 WDBO, interactive weather radar. And most of the shower activity is over at the coast. We've got partly cloudy, 82 in Orlando. Tech Talk with Refresh Computers begins, that is, continues in just a couple of minutes. Getting new numbers from the Florida Department of Health. They show there are 40,596 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state with 1,700 deaths. That's a jump of 595 cases and 6 deaths just last night. They're going easier in Britain now.
This is not the time simply to end the lockdown this week. Instead, we're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures.
Just minutes ago, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson aimed at, showed the new efforts easing stay-at-home orders, allowing sunbathing, exercise, and car travel. The plan is aimed at restarting the UK economy. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there could be a 20% economic growth as the country rebounds from the pandemic.
According to the Congressional Budget Office and a bunch of private surveys, we're going to see a very strong second half of the year.
Kudlow on ABC reminded that policies involving lower taxes and regulations are still active. He also hinted that more action could be coming to address those areas. 2:32 at News 96.5 WDBO.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit tcwaterfeatures.com.
Are you ready to switch mobile providers? Spectrum Mobile is a better way to mobile. Delivering the fastest overall speeds and the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. And now we're bringing you 5G with faster speeds for an even better mobile experience. And of course, we have the latest 5G phones. Speed, reliability, value.
Spectrum Mobile, a better way to mobile. Now with 5G. Visit spectrum.com/mobile for details and to find a store near you.
When you're looking for award-winning wings, where do you go?
Gators Dockside, for sure.
Dozens of locations in Central Florida and on the coast.
Definitely Gators Dockside.
And if you're tired of cooking at home or just need something different, you could still get Gators Dockside full menu at home. Just use your favorite delivery site or call ahead, and it'll be ready when you get there. Your Gators team is counting on you now more than ever, just like you count on them. We'll see you later, picking up or home delivery from Gators Dockside.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather brought to you by ProTec Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Scattered showers possible this afternoon across Central Florida with temperatures in the mid-70s. Overnight, we'll still keep cloudy skies around, but drying conditions and lows in the 60s with a little bit more sunshine returning for our Monday. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
Still dealing with the remnants of that slowdown. I-4 eastbound at Colonial. Single right lane is still blocked off due to a crash. Along your service streets, we have a fender bender. This one's going to be at Old Winter Garden and Hiawassee, and we have some emergency vehicles right now. This will be Benson Avenue and Robinson Street. Triple Team Traffic, I'm Mike Lekomiak, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News. Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO. Get red alert traffic on your phone when you download the News 96.5 WDBO app. Just turn on the traffic notification and you'll receive road closures and delays that could affect your travel.
News, weather, and now traffic alerts all in one app.
Powered by Burn Fat Orlando. This is Orlando's 24-hour traffic station. News 96.5 WDBO. Now, it's time for Tech Talk Live, brought to you by Refresh Computers, with your host, Andre Klass.
Well, here we go, everybody. Andre Klass is standing by at his store. I'm Rob Newton, standing by at my studio in the Villages. And, of course, we've got Casey back in the studio, and what he's doing right now is taking your calls. Problem is, we don't have any calls. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965, or you could text us at 21232 21232. And Casey, do we have any text?
Not that I see right now.
All right, my good friend. Boy, that voice, you need to be on the radio. Okay, Andre, let's get back to the store and see what's going on.
You got it, Rob. So it's time to get into the three big things going on in the world of tech right now. And we want to go ahead and start off with something that's been troubling a lot of MacBook Pro owners. In the 2016 model year, of course, there have been concerns about a new phenomena affecting these units called FlexGate, if you will. And essentially, FlexGate being referring to the ribbon flex cable that's connecting the Retina display monitor to the computer's motherboard. As with many designs of computers, of laptop computers, the hinges are usually the main points where cables and connectors are channeled through, including the video output. And in many times with laptops, especially consumer model laptops, when they get older, that sometimes the cables going to the monitor can get pinched or damaged, resulting in issues with the picture either flickering or not working. So the upset is that in many of these very new models of MacBook Pros, the flex ribbon cable that had been produced in these has experienced a lot of premature deterioration in many of these units, which had prompted Apple to actually release a service bulletin built-in for complimentary repair for the 13-inch model. The anger is about the more premium, the more expensive 15-inch model that is still having the same problem, which Apple has refused to acknowledge. And as a result, a new class action had actually been filed against Apple, where a plaintiff, a computer owner, is demanding reimbursement for the $850 he spent to fix this manufacturing defect on his own unit. And indeed, with a lot of these newer MacBook Pros, parts and the specialized labor that's involved in fixing them can be fairly expensive. So we're just watching and waiting to see what Apple does in regards to the 15-inch models from 2016, but right now the recommendation is, of course, to try to bend the screen back and forth as little as possible. Or, of course, if you have the 13-inch model, then Apple should be fixing those for you for free. But there's no word yet on when Apple stores will, in fact, reopen to facilitate these repairs.
Oh my! Okay, how about number two?
Well, this will probably affect a lot of users with a lot of popular apps on iPhones like Spotify, Venmo, Tinder, DoorDash, Pinterest, TikTok. I mean, you name it, a whole big plethora of apps. But what do they have in common? I mean, they're all different types of functions. They're all made by different developers and different companies. But what do they have in common? Facebook broke them all. Yes, that's right. So a lot of these apps use and rely on portions of Facebook Software Developers Kit as they relate to interactions with Facebook profiles, ad metrics, single sign-on. What happened is that when Facebook pushed an update to their platform, it broke the integrations, which would subsequently cause all of these different apps to crash and become unusable. And worse still, because of the way that this code was rooted into many of these apps, the only thing that these developers, I mean, I'm talking about these are multi-million dollar developers even, that they could, the only thing they could do was wait for Facebook to turn around and fix the problem on their own, which had of course affected a lot of people from accessing their own entertainment to dating to even trying to conduct businesses like ordering food for the home. And it's definitely eye-opening to see how rooted Facebook is, even with other apps that you think are completely independent in their development, that indeed has turned out are tied to Facebook in some way, shape, or form. They've since fixed the issue, of course, but the problem had gone on for nearly a day last week, which is a very, very long time, affecting potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of users of different apps all around the globe.
Well, I can see them finger pointing both ways on that. Again, folks, 844-220-0965. And before we get to the big number three and the number three, let's go to Wayne. And let's see, he's right there in Orlando.
Yes, I have a friend who's an elderly lady. She uses Chrome and she uses Yahoo Mail. And whenever she goes into Yahoo Mail, she gets a pop-up. And the pop-up says something. I haven't seen it because I don't want to go over this, so she's explaining to me on the phone. The pop-up says something about get rid of ads, and it gives her kind of like three choices. And the middle choice is, if you give us a credit card, we'll get rid of ads permanently or something.
That sounds like a virus.
Well, we ran Avast and we ran Malwarebytes. And I also went into Chrome settings and looked up the pop-up blocker, and that's checked. And there's another ad thing in Chrome settings, and that's checked as well. So, but you still think it's a virus?
Well, it might be a malicious extension that's installed into the Chrome browser. What you can do is you can go to the menu button at the top right corner, go to More Tools, and then Extensions, because many times there might be plugins that get themselves into the browser, which they don't necessarily infect the computer outside of it, but when they get into the Chrome browser, or I've seen this also with Firefox and many others, sometimes you can have unexpected or detrimental effects on the operation. And many times they can use very innocent looking names like My Package Tracer or Maps Galaxy or some other innocent looking name, but it actually turns out to be a malicious extension. And so I'd recommend going through those and then seeing what might be in there that might. And the problem with malicious software, the problem with these plugins is that it's so easy to accidentally click the wrong thing. Like you're on a website and then it pops up and asks, do you want to install this extension? And you either hit allow or cancel. And many times people see a pop-up thinking it's popping up for me, so it must be something I want. But then that's many times how these actually get in there. And I've actually seen that there was actually a fake ad blocker called Ad Remover that is actually a hijacker as well. So I would definitely recommend go through those extension settings on there, take out the extensions that might be in there that you don't necessarily recognize. And if you're still having difficulty with that, you're also welcome to bring the computer to our Longwood Superstore. We're open 7 days a week for free diagnostics, and we'd definitely be glad to help with this problem as best possible.
Get rid of it.
What was that?
Avast and Malware Bytes won't get rid of it.
Well, the problem with malicious extensions is that they don't necessarily install themselves as programs or root themselves in the actual operating system outside of the browser itself. So in that case, you would have to go through to the extension settings in the browser and then manually remove those extensions one by one.
Okay, can I ask another quick question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Sure. I've gotten two emails a couple of days apart that say they know what my cell phone password number is, and they got my cell phone password number, the logon cell phone number, and it wants me to send them bitcoins, and I blocked that email. A couple of days later, I got another one from another email, and I blocked it, and I've ignored it. But do you know? Have you heard about that one?
It's a scam. It's a scare tactic to try to extort money from you.
My cell phone password.
They probably don't have your cell phone password. They're probably just saying things to scare you. It's a fairly common thing. And the thing is that cell phone passcodes aren't even usually accessible data in any way, shape, or form, because when you turn on your cell phone and hit your access code or your thumbprint, it's not something that anyone can get to or compromise or anything like that without having the actual physical cell phone in their possession. So many times a lot of scammers will try to use tech lingo or try to say things in a manner designed to scare you or intimidate you or to just hit you with that shock factor so that way you'd be impulsively tricked into sending them the money. But it's just a cyber criminal scam that it's something that we've seen quite a bit over the past several years. Many times they'll just send random emails to random people. Other times they'll use publicly accessible information like many accounts that might have, where you might have registered somewhere and had a phone number and email address, or could have been resulting from a database from a major company that got compromised. We've had many discussions about big brands and big retailers and stuff having their customer databases compromised. In the end, it's all just designed to scare you. If you keep getting those, just ignore or block them, because there's nothing that they can do with your cell phone without actually having your cell phone in for that type of situation.
Okay, does that take care of you, Wayne?
Yes, very helpful. I appreciate you guys being on the radio.
All right. You're great to listen to us and great to participate in the show. We'll be back with Tony, but first, we've got to take a time out for the three big things we need to know on News 96.5 WDBO.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
A man with a gun wearing a mask and gloves shows up at a public deli. In the news at three, I'll tell you what Orlando police say happened next.
Two.
Some members of the White House task force who are directing the country's battle against coronavirus now are in self-quarantine.
One.
New York nursing homes must start twice weekly coronavirus testing for all staffers and will no longer be sent COVID-19 patients leaving hospitals.
Looking for expert advice but don't want to surf the net?
It's time-consuming to research on the web.
Or you have a question but don't know who to trust?
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Well, look no further. Join us every weekend for expert advice on everything from gardening to financial, auto to home, health to legal.
Wow, it's all local and it's all free.
Yep, and because it's on News 96.5 WDBO, you'll still get your news, weather, and traffic. When making your weekend plans, be sure to include News 96.5 WDBO.
Garden Rebel here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Homeowners, with all of the recent world events, mortgage rates have continued to drop to about 50-year lows. So if your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is higher than 3%, you should call True Mortgage now to see if you qualify for a no-closing-cost refi. And when I say no-closing-costs, I mean no title, escrow, appraisal, or lender fees. Every day you wait, you're burning cash. And as we all know, the world turns in unexpected ways. So what are you waiting for? If your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is higher than 3%, call True Mortgage now to see how much money you can save. Call 800-715-3877. 800-715-3877. That's 800-715-3877. Or visit TrueMortgageLoan.com.
Sign on the line, Inc. DBA True Mortgage is located at 100 Spectrum Center Drive, Suite 520, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS number MLD1713. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
The Central Florida Expressway Authority urges all drivers to stay safe at home. But if you must drive, stay alert. Road crews are still out preparing for the road ahead, so keep an eye out so workers get home safely too. Smart drivers, safe workers. Together, we can do it.
Winter Garden, $429,000. Sold, 3 weeks. Narcoosie, $340,000. Sold above appraisal. Orlando, $289,000. Expired, then sold by the Loveland team. Mount Dora, sold. 14 days. Windermere, $375,000. Sold with multiple offers. From Oviedo to Ocoee, Longwood to Leesburg. Chances are we've sold one of those rooftops on your street in 5 weeks or less. Hi, Cleve Loveland of Loveland Properties. Selling your home? I'll personally visit your home to develop a marketing plan and stage your home to get top dollar. We'll show you the best improvements to get offers and how to appraise. I'll fight to turn a lowball offer into a record price for you. We sell more homes in a month than most agents sell in a year. Expired listing or FSBO? Call Loveland Properties and we'll get you to the closing table in 5 weeks or less. 407-352-8118. That's 407-352-8118. Or visit lovelandreport.com. Brought to you by the Loan Arranger.
Loveland Properties is an essential business working and selling homes right now.
We understand that these are uncertain times. And while we are all looking for answers, we know many of you are also looking for help. That's why Liberty Mutual is automatically refunding a portion of our customers' personal auto insurance premiums. We're also offering flexible payment options for those who have been financially affected by the crisis. In these uncertain times, we want you to know we are here to help. Learn more about what Liberty Mutual is doing at libertymutual.com/COVID-19.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Nurses, doctors, first responders, grocery store workers, truck drivers. Do you know a hometown hero? Tap the hometown hero button in the News 96.5 WDBO app and nominate them. They could win $100 in gift cards. Salute our hometown heroes with Dennis Hernandez and Associates. And in partnership with Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza, your local Winn-Dixie, Southeast Steel Appliance Warehouse, and News 96.5 WDBO.
WDBO-FM.
And WDBO-HD1. Orlando's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 96.5.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
A Cox Media Group station. This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Okay, welcome back to Tech Talk. It's a service of Refresh Computers right out there in Longwood. They're at 820 East State Road 434. 820 East State Road 434. And let's get right back to the phones. We have Steve here in Orlando. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Rob. And hi, Andre. Nice speaking to you again. A while back, I installed something for a friend of mine. I put an HDMI transmitter on their PC so that they can see that screen on their television in another room, and it worked fine. But lately, they've been having a problem. I noticed that on their television, they're still getting the banner from the computer at the bottom of the TV screen, but the rest of the window from the computer is not showing. It's blank. I tried to adjust it in the settings, but it's still just giving me the banner from the computer and not the picture.
It sounds like how it's set up right now is that it sounds like it's currently trying to extend the display instead of to duplicate the display. With the display properties in Windows, the options are usually customizable, so that way you can tailor fit it for a specific purpose element, essentially. So to extend the display, essentially, would use the computer's display and then the second monitor as independent monitor, so hence you'd still see the Windows taskbar on the second monitor because it's being detected, and it's essentially acting as if that monitor would be next to it. You can drag things back and forth and use it, but to make it so that the same picture appears on both the computer display in the other room and the other display, we need to set it to duplicate the displays. And you can adjust that setting by right-clicking on the background wallpaper, and then you can go to display settings, and then you can scroll down to the settings for the multi-monitor behavior, and then you can just change that setting from extend the displays to duplicate the displays. Then that way you'll be able to see the same picture on both, and that should resolve your issue there.
Well, does that help?
Yes. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve. Good to hear from you. Hopefully hear from you next hour as well. Now let's move on to Russell right there in Orlando.
Hey, Andre. Thanks for taking my call. I have a mid-2014 MacBook Pro, and it is shutting down on me. It might take 5 minutes. It might take an hour. Sometimes I can close it and come back 5 hours later, and it's still on. Been on the phone with Apple a good bit. We reinstalled the OS. I'm on the latest Catalina. So it seems to not be heat. I have it up on the stand and putting the fan behind it and all that, and that seems to help sometimes, but not all the time. I guess what you think might be causing it to shut off all the time, if you have any knowledge of some issue with that model.
There's so many different possibilities that can cause machines to abruptly power down for a variety of different reasons. One possibility could be as if there was a problem with the memory or a problem with the board shorting that could be causing it to lose power. Another could be that maybe there's an issue with the battery itself. There's just so many different possibilities. It's really something that I would probably prefer if possible. If you could bring it in, we can check it into our service department, and then we can perform a comprehensive analysis. Probably take a little bit of time because there's a lot of different utilities to run through that. We can check all the different components. It's definitely... we have seen cases in general with computers where during usage that they would appear to power down for no apparent reason. And indeed, every one of these types of cases is a bit more intermediate and also a bit more unique. But we definitely like the opportunity to try to help you with that if you'd be able to bring it by our store. And then we can go ahead and check in for service and get one of our senior technicians on it and try to get it figured out for you.
You have all the diagnostics you need for Mac?
Absolutely, Russell. We service both Windows and Mac computers here at our store. And again, that address is 820 East State Road 434 in Longwood. And again, that's Refresh Computers, and we're open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 11 to 5. You can just drop it off with us at no appointment necessary.
And if you do the diagnostic while I wait, or do I have to drop it off?
Well, for preliminary basic diagnostics, we would normally do while you wait, but for something a little bit more intermediate, it'll probably be better to drop it off with our service department so that we can take our time, go through it, run some more in-depth tools. The preliminary diagnostics, of course, sometimes we can find these type of things right away, but it's those trickier, more advanced problems, especially those that happen sporadically with lesser consistency. Those are usually the ones we really want to take our time with, so we can get to the most accurate finding and then quote you the best repair solution possible.
Be there first thing in the morning, then. Thank you.
You got it. We'll look forward to that. And of course, we have just one or two minutes left in our show. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, we're down to countdown, and I'm glad you gave him some refreshing advice. So, kind of wind us up here, Andre.
You got. So our third big tech topic, I'll go through it real quickly. Apparently, the media control units removed from Tesla cars are still holding users' personal information even after the parts were reset. It was discovered after these units ended up on the market after being supposedly reset by a Tesla authorized service center, where it was found upon investigating by some tech sleuths out there that indeed they still held user data on it. So it's a very concerning finding, especially since Tesla's people were authorized people were the last ones holding on to it. Real quick for our business spotlight, I'd like to thank Nextran Juck Center, Sharp's Mobile Home Park, A New Step Prosthetics, Zyke Certified Auto Service, and Tech On Call for their patronage. And thank you for all of our residential and business customers to help break Refresh Computers, Central Florida's number one computer store. Again, that address is 820 East State Road 434 in Longwood, zip code 32750. We are 7 days awake. Give us a call at 407-478-8200 or visit our website at refreshcomputers.net.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
Orlando's news and talk. Live team coverage of breaking news, weather, and traffic
starts now.
3 o'clock at News 96.5 WDBO. Got a forecast for some showers. We'll update you on radar in half a minute. Our top local story. A man, police say, got into an argument with somebody at a Publix deli counter, threatened them with his gun, and that caused a stampede at the store. Now that suspect is on the run.
Saturday evening, Orlando police responded to the Publix on Kirkman near Turkey Lake, where a man threatened someone with a gun at the deli after a yelling argument. No shots were fired, nor was anyone injured, but the event caused shoppers and staff to run out of the store in a large crowd, masking the suspect's escape. One of our listeners says he was there.
I don't know. My wife is shocked. I don't know who that is. Police is just... They just arrived.
I'm Brandon Hogan, and Orlando police are still looking for this guy. So check out his picture and the numbers to call, posted in the News 96.5 WDBO app.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers still possible this afternoon. Meanwhile, temperatures will stay in the mid-70s today. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
I'm Dave Wall. Got those clouds on News 96.5 WDBO interactive weather radar. Most of the shower activity is along the coast. It's not getting west of I-95 at this point. 82 in Orlando. Stages of Life with Dr. David Klein begins in just a couple of minutes. Members of the White House task force who directing the country's battle against coronavirus, now some of them are in self-quarantine.
Infectious disease scientist Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News that he is not doing a full quarantine like CDC Director Robert Redfield and FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, who plan to self-quarantine for 14 days. Sources tell ABC News that Fauci is still expected to show up at the Senate for his testimony Tuesday. Redfield and Hahn are expected to appear by video.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting. Nursing homes in New York State will no longer be sent COVID-19 patients who are leaving hospitals. And Governor Cuomo says that nursing home employees face additional testing now.
All nursing home staff must now be tested twice a week.
Originally, nursing homes were accepting patients who were sick. That resulted in infections exploding in the homes, leading to many deaths. New York Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer demanding answers on VA facilities using unproven coronavirus drugs touted by President Trump as a possible cure.
While the VA admits that some COVID-19 patients will receive it, it doesn't say where or when or whether it was with their permission.
One of the drugs in question is chloroquine. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing a modest easing of his country's coronavirus lockdown.
But in the end, this is a plan that everyone must make work.
He said starting Wednesday, a limit on outdoor exercise to once a day will be lifted and people will be able to take unlimited amounts. The Prime Minister stressed that social distancing guidelines will have to be observed. 303 at News 96.5 WDBO.
Pharmacy specialist Compounding Pharmacy in Altamont Springs offers a wide variety of men's health therapies at much lower prices than the big box pharmacies. Stop paying too much for your ED meds. Call them now, 407-260-7002, to see how they can help you. They offer free shipping with minimum order and can transfer prescriptions easily from your current pharmacy. Call 407-260-7002. That's 407-260-7002 now to save on your ED meds. Pharmacy specialist Compounding Pharmacy, here to help our community stay safe and healthy.
The Mossy Oak family wants you to know that they are open for business, and they assure you that they've taken every precaution for the safety of their own employees and the families that they serve. Check out mossyoakfence.com for details. Let the Mossy family protect your family.
This is Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life. We are now able to treat new and existing patients with telehealth. Contact us at telehealth@stagesoflife.net. That's telehealth@stagesoflife.net, suffernomore.com/telehealth.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Clark Howard, the guy helping you keep more of the money you make. And this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Scattered showers possible this afternoon across central Florida with temperatures in the mid-70s. Overnight, we'll still keep cloudy skies around, but drying conditions and lows in the 60s with a little bit more sunshine returning for our Monday. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
It looks like we still have those slowdowns. I-4 eastbound with that crash at Colonial. Looks like the right lane is still blocked off, and there are police assisting along with this, blocking a little bit of the on-ramp if you're in that area. Elsewhere along your surface streets, looks like we have cleared up a crash, this one, Narcoosi and Weller Boulevard. This report sponsored by Cars.com. Car shop from your couch with Cars.com. Connect with dealers to tour cars virtually, search great prices, and yes, cars are ready for home delivery. With over 4 million new and used cars, Cars.com has your match. Triple Team Traffic, I'm Mike Lekomiak, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO.
This show is not a medical opinion and does not consent to doctor-patient relationship.
Hey, it's the show you've been waiting for all week, and me too. It's Dr. David Klein of the Stages of Life, and the phones should be lighting up right now. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Doc, have things closed or slowed down? Have things slowed down at all?
For us? Are you kidding? No, we're crazy busy. It's awesome. You know, the fun part about it is that we were actually prepared for this. Not knowingly, okay, I got to tell you, but we were all set and ready to go with this. And my heart bleeds for the medical community that didn't have enough square footage, because they're largely too cheap, okay, to actually be able to survive it. So when you put people at 6 foot distances for social distancing, and you're in an office that's 800 square feet, you got a problem. Okay, and a lot of these folks could not make it work. You know, we have 13,500 square feet, and I'm one doc. I've got two PAs, and so we can be socially distanced when we're at full capacity, because you just don't need to be sitting down next to anybody where we're at. Our waiting room, okay, is 2,000 square feet. It's a big waiting room. So we're doing fine. And what's interesting, it's what I wanted to talk about, is getting back to work. So, you know, the laboratory that we've got up in Jacksonville, so I'm, you know, started a commercial laboratory in Jacksonville. It's very much unlike about anything in the country. So we're able to do rapid throughput COVID, but we were actually set up to do this before the COVID epidemic hit. And the funny thing about that is that they went after LabCorp and Quest to get them to do this kind of stuff. And they were way behind the power curve. But we were not on anybody's radar because essentially it's three local guys with a $300,000, you know, molecular genetics machine. It's just not something that you see. So, yes, we're now on the state's, gee, these guys can do the testing site. We're there. But they didn't know we were there. And so we have the capacity to do 8%. Of the United States COVID testing. That's a huge digit, 8%. We're getting ready to buy another machine, which is going to put us a little closer to 20%. Now, why do we want to do that? We're not really interested in doing COVID testing for the rest of our lives. It's really kind of interesting for right now. But we're really more interested in the research that's going on. So I was up in Jacksonville this weekend celebrating my birthday with my lovely wife and Scott, my office partner, and his wife. And we were out there just putting it all together. But I spent Friday afternoon in the laboratory working with my head tech to do something called an EUA against a particular type of testing we're planning to do. Now, these are the sorts of things that are done by these mega labs, these big labs. Big time guys. And so we've worked out a system now, okay, where we can deliver testing in a particular way. I can't get into the details until we get the EUA, but in a particular way that is going to increase throughput, not for the machine. And this is the kicker, not for the machine itself. The machine will do what it's going to do. So if you're looking at qPCRs or RT-PCRs, which is what our machinery does, that'll operate at 400 tests an hour. Okay, that's not going to change very much. But you really can't touch 400 to 500 people per hour. It's just physically difficult to do unless you work out a system, which we have now done. So we're able to do 150 patients. That's to get them in, get them sampled, get the paperwork done, and get them out the door every 15 minutes. That's 600 people per hour. Now, why would we want to do that? Well, I don't have nearly enough patients to actually take advantage of that. More so, as I don't know any other doctors that do. What we're looking for are employers. So let's say that you've got a building. Let's say the building is in downtown Orlando. And let's say that building has 800 or 900 employees. Let's say that it's a hotel where your staff to resident ratio might be 1.5 to 1. You have 900 beds. That means you have 1,300 people behind you that you have to get tested. How do you do that? Do you run them past the Orange County Convention Center individually in cars and then wait 2 weeks? Not going to happen. I mean, it couldn't possibly happen, especially if you have to do it every week, which is something that they may end up having to do. Once a week, you get tested. So we've worked out a system to actually go to the employer, if the employer is big enough, go to the employer and use their cafeteria or use their conference rooms or use their convention center and sit their own employees down, run them through as if it were high school photo day. Okay, so let's say, okay, today is it's yearbook day. So come in and wear a tie. No, what we're going to do is we're going to be there, let's say, between 9 and 7 at night, so a 10-hour day. That way you can pick off shift 1 and shift 2, you know, and part of shift 3 if they hang around. And you can get the whole lot of them done in one sitting. Now, of course, even with your yearbook day, there are going to be people that just didn't make it in. They forgot about this, they forgot about that. So you do makeup days. Or they chase you to the office, or they chase you wherever they need to chase you. So what we're doing is we're now starting to book employers Now, this is not being done through my office. Why? Because I don't want to have to make 1,200 people my my patients all at one time. You know, it's not, sounds cool, but I really don't want to do that. It'll make me sound busier than I really am. So we're doing this through our office in Jacksonville. So it'll be done as an employer-employee relationship. So what we do is we go ahead and we represent the employer, do the testing, report to the employer, and we call it even. And so the employers, as I understand it, can actually use the cost of the testing against their federal funding. You know, this money that's being thrown around for this or that. So whatever it takes to get back to work. So if you have to go ahead and test everybody, this is a very, very good investment, let's say. And we can do it fairly reasonably. We can get people out there, get it done safely, and get it done accurately. Those individuals that test positive, we can go ahead and know within 15 minutes of what's happening, and then reflex that to PCR. What does it mean? It means that within a day, those people that test positive with the serologies, we can go ahead and give them an answer, because you still have to have, you know, enough time to be able to answer that question. So if you're positive on your antibody, positive on your antibody. Okay, so how do we know that you're not positive for the virus? So you have to be able to do both technologies, which we can do. And that got accomplished this past weekend. So I'm very pleased with myself on that. It's just kind of a hobby anyway. You know, so we'll be, I think, one of the only ones in the country that's actually going to be able to do this. Because I don't know of anybody else. The state has their little these little tactical testing groups. That's what it's all about. Yeah, as long as they have the National Guard, they can pull this off. So these guys go running around from nursing home to nursing home, okay, which is kind of interesting, and test folks in there. So it's a one-shot deal. You go in and you test whomever you're going to test, and you move on to the next one. So, well, we have X number of these testing groups in a truck. If you remember that movie Stripes? Okay, now in Stripes, at the end of the movie, they all got into this recreational vehicle that turns into a tactical vehicle. So it was a big joke.
Yeah.
So what they do is they pile these guys into this one truck that they've got. It's like a clown car. And then they go out and they can do X number of tests, and it takes 15 minutes to run them. So by the end of the 8-hour day, we can tell you that grandma is doesn't have COVID. And you can look at her and tell she doesn't anyway, but that's okay. It makes everybody happy. But in order to maintain the safety of a nursing home, you need to go back and do it every week. They don't have enough people to do it. That's the first thing. The second thing, you're talking state employees here. So that means at 8:01 they start. That means at 4:01 they're gone. And it takes longer than that to do this. You know, so we don't even start running the blood, if blood is necessary, until sometime after 6 in the evening, because you have to gather the samples. So it's not something that the state or federal government is particularly able to set up. They're not able to pull this off. They got all the money in the world, but they don't necessarily have the personnel to do it, nor do they necessarily have the savoir-faire, you know, the understanding of how to do things to be able to get it done. So that's what we're up to. So me, I'm just a simple country doc. I'm doing my job there, taking care of this and taking care of that and making sure everybody's happy. But at the same time, really what I want to be able to do is to put 10, 20, 50,000 people back to work in a week. That's what I'd really like to do. That's leaving a mark. That's, like, very cool. You know, like, nicely done there, doc. You know, that's what I want to do. So could we do universal? The answer is yeah. We could do the whole place. Now, it might take 2 days to do universal. I mean, that's a big one. Might do 2 days to do Disney. The joke is I could probably do both of them at the same time because we have 150 phlebotomists. All I have to do is just put the word out, who wants to work for 10 hours. And then they show up. It's funny how that works. People will work if you pay them. So there we go. So what else you got there, Robert? What's new and interesting in your side of the world?
Well, right now we're taking calls for you, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot. But 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. We've got Harris. He's calling in from Orlando. And we do have a couple of people who have contacted me during the week. And they want to ask you, is it irregular? Should they be concerned? That they just feel run down. They just feel depressed. So we'll get to those things when we come back right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
More businesses are reopening Monday in Central Florida. In the news at 3:30, we'll tell you how Orange County wants to keep the workers in those businesses healthy.
Who?
A dirt bike reported stolen last March. Now, a 13-year-old boy riding it is dead. Daytona Beach police say he slammed into a car head-on last night. Major League Baseball reportedly looking at an 80-game season for this year, and it would start in July.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Patients suffering from rheumatoid arthritis or lupus may be having a hard time finding their maintenance medication, hydroxychloroquine. Pharmacy specialist Compounding Pharmacy in Altamont Springs can help now. They specialize in preparing medications from scratch using their state-of-the-art compounding lab. Call now, 407-260-7002 to get your prescription filled. They offer free shipping with minimum order and can transfer prescriptions easily from your current pharmacy. Call Pharmacy Specialist Compounding Pharmacy now, 407-260-7002. Here to help our community stay safe and healthy.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit tcwaterfeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your